Yo, this is Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses.
Hey, this is Carmen Electra.
Hi, this is Daryl Strawberry.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Hi, this is Don Sally.
Hey, yo, Hulk Hogan here.
What's up? This is Beyonce. I got a great show lined up for y'all.
Hey, yo, let's get this party started.
The Sports Beat.
You know what? Let's keep it hot.
The Sports Beat
is off the chain, man.
The Sports Beat.
Download the podcast now.
You're listening to The Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge.
Everybody, and welcome to yet another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. I hope that you are enjoying your Tuesday afternoon as you are listening to us on Noon and Zone, WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key. And I'm happy to be here. Episode 806 in the books today on this March the 12th, 2024. Let's go ahead and get this show started. Later in the show, we are going to have Columbus State head basketball coach Robert Moore as we are going to wrap up the season for the Columbus State Cougars. I'm going to try to get Coach Matt Hauser on, as I understand he had a very tough loss on Sunday. I asked him to be on the show, and I want to give him some time. Normally, I have Coach Moore and Coach Hauser on the same show. I'm going to do Coach Moore's episode on today's show. I will try to get Coach Hauser on at a later date. I also want to try to get Columbus River Dragons forward Jay Krupp on the show as well. He agreed to be on the show yesterday, and for some reason, we have to reschedule. I mean, I've had a lot going on. This is going to be a very busy week for Georgia Alabama Sports Live. I called the Carver-Calvary Christian game last night. Calvary did win 12-2 as that game you could see on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. So I'm going to do something special here on the show. Also, am I going to air not only Coach Moore as we went for about 10 minutes, I'm also going to air the interview that I had at the end of the baseball game yesterday with head coach Jonathan Gordon of the Calvary Christian Knights boys basketball team, as that was a great episode. And also, my full bracketology show in the next segment. I'm going to break down all 68 teams as we have Selection Sunday coming up this Sunday. We are in the middle of conference tournament play going on right now. But unless you've been sleeping under a rock, we know the big story here in Georgia. Kirk Cousins agrees to principal to sign with the Atlanta Falcons. It's a four-year deal. Kirk Cousins is going to turn 36 before the season starts. And I do have an opinion on this. I know that the fan base is divided whether or not Kirk Cousins is a good fit for Atlanta. I will get into that. I will also get into all the other deals going on in the NFL, including Saquon Barkley signing with the Philadelphia Eagles. Like Josh Pate says, there is no offseason in college football. I could say the same thing about the NFL as well. But before we start the show, I do want to say a few words. I know that yesterday I did not have a guest on the show. I went a little bit over talking about some of the things that's been happening. Remember, it was also not only the four-year anniversary of the day that sports stopped, which really affected my broadcasting career because it was taken off early 2020. This podcast came into existence in January of 2020. I was on 95.7 ESPN Radio a couple of times. That first weekend in March, I was supposed to get a phone call to find out if I got the job. The pandemic completely put that on hold, and they never came to a decision. I never got closure, and that is why I am motivated to do a show 5 days a week, committed to covering local sports here in the Chattahoochee Valley. And I get it. I know that basketball season just wrapped up. I would actually break down the games, and we do have high school baseball. I'm going to get into some of the high school baseball games that is happening, especially for Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Thrit Behringer and I will be at the campus of Pacelli tonight First pitch, 5 o'clock for Pacelli and Brookstone. Tomorrow, we will be at the campus of Columbus High School for Central Columbus. First pitch is at 5:30. On Thursday, Rick Beach of Kutsu Sports is going to be up at Harris County for Northside Harris County. And then on Friday, we have a special doubleheader. I will be back at Columbus High for Carver Columbus. Rick Beach is going to be at Northside for Harris County Northside. But yesterday, we had some baseball games. Not only Calvary Christian defeated Carver 12-2, it was called in 5 innings because of the 10-run rule. You had Manchester defeat Kendrick 18-1. And then you also had the Glenwood Gators defeat Lee Scott Academy 5-1. So here are some of the baseball games that are happening today. Like I mentioned, Pacelli, Brookstone. You also have Shaw hosting the Syrup Makers of Cairo. Kendrick is on the road taking on Ace Charter. Hardaway on the road taking on Bainbridge. We have the Jordan Red Jackets on the road taking on the Spencer Green Wave. So some awesome baseball games happening in and around the Chattahoochee Valley. I will try to get you updated, keep you posted on everything that goes on. Now let's get into the news story / sports story that you all want to hear. This news actually broke when my show was going on WQEE yesterday afternoon. The Atlanta Falcons signed Kirk Cousins. I actually like this move. A part of me really wanted the Falcons to get Justin Fields. But Kirk Cousins, if you look at his record, he's got a winning record. He's got a good passing percentage. He is definitely an upgrade at quarterback compared to Desmond Ridder. The 4-time Pro Bowler, is he past his prime? It's hard to tell. I mean, quarterbacks have more longevity going into the twilight of their career. He is going to be 36 years old before the season starts. He's got a 4-year deal with the Atlanta Falcons. And you could say that his best days are behind him, but you have the Achilles injury. He only played 8 games last year, but 2022, he had an incredible season, went 13-4. And I know the talk is he only has 1 playoff win. That was in 2019. Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback. He's got weapons with Kyle Pitts, Drake London, Bijan Robinson, Tyler Algier. The Atlanta Falcons are going to be fine. I also think their offensive line is good. You have first-round picks like Caleb McGarry. You also have Chris Lidstrom, Jake Matthews. I think that Kirk Cousins is going to have kind of a Matt Ryan-type feel, you know, putting up the numbers that Matt Ryan put up. Kirk Cousins, he's Matt Ryan. I mean, let's just be honest. He's not a top 10 quarterback, but he's not one of the bottom quarterbacks. He has made the Pro Bowl. I witnessed him torch the 49ers defense last year on Monday Night Football. The narrative is that he shrinks in primetime games. Well, good news for Falcons fans. I don't expect them to have a whole lot of primetime games. This makes the Atlanta Falcons the front runner in the NFC South. I know the Buccaneers re-signing Baker Mayfield, the Saints with Derek Carr. We don't know what's going to happen with Carolina and Bryce Young, but I do believe that the Atlanta Falcons have the best quarterback in the NFC South. This makes the Atlanta Falcons favorites. I don't necessarily think they're going to be a Super Bowl team yet. Now, for the base that doesn't feel that this is a good move by the Atlanta Falcons, you got to understand that Arthur Blank is getting up there in age. Him and the GM, Terry Fontenot, want to win now. Kirk Cousins still has a couple of years left. This puts the Atlanta Falcons not only in the playoffs next year, but if they can get some more pieces, they could make them a Super Bowl contender. I say with the 8th overall pick, you go get Dallas Turner, the most sure pass rusher to come out of the draft since Will Anderson the year before, his teammate at Alabama. He is just like Will Anderson. Will Anderson won Defensive Rookie of the Year because of his pass rushing abilities. I do believe that Dallas Turner is a double-digit sack guy. And I think that the Atlanta Falcons get their most sure pass rusher since, I don't want to say Vic Beasley. He did have 1 good year, but Vic Beasley was a bust. I'm talking John Abraham. in the early Thomas Dimitroff years when John Abraham was a double-digit sack guy. They need to get that type of pass rusher because I do believe that the Falcons can have a top five defense. Kirk Cousins with all those weapons, I cannot wait. Part of me did want Justin Fields. The big question is, where is Justin Fields going to go? My opinion is I think he goes to either the Broncos or the Raiders. But we did have some other free agency news, including Josh Jacobs signing with the Green Bay Packers. The Packers let David Bakhtiari go. I mean, he was injury prone. You have the Vikings. They're going to sign the 49ers backup quarterback, Sam Darnold. Jacoby Brissett signs with the New England Patriots. Now I want to talk about Saquon Barkley going to the Eagles, because there are some people that are very indifferent about this. First of all, I think this is a desperate move by the Eagles, because right now the Eagles are in, hey, we have got to get to the Super Bowl, otherwise Nick Sirianni is going to be out of a job. They still have weapons, Devonta Smith and A.J. Brown. DeAndre Swift's a good running back. Now they just upgraded with another good running back, but I think their offensive line is not going to be as good as it was last year with Jason Kelce retiring. Fletcher Cox retires on the defensive end. I think that the Eagles are losing a part of their culture, a part of their identity, losing the leadership of Fletcher Cox and Jason Kelce. And I know they upgraded their coordinators. Usually when you upgrade the coordinators, because you got Kellen Moore on the offense, you got Vic Fangio on the defense, that is just tells you that they are desperate to win because they can't do it with their coach alone. Nick Sirianni, when he lost Shane Steichen and Jonathan Gannon during that Super Bowl year, the Eagles took a step back. And the Eagles trying to get back on track. How about the Giants giving up Saquon Barkley in the division? Not really sure about that move. But it's going to be all good. I think that the NFL season, you know, free agency started yesterday. And we're going to have more moves, and I will try to keep you posted as much as possible. You know, the Jets, they add Tyrod Taylor to back up Aaron Rodgers in New York. So they actually do have a good backup quarterback just in case Aaron Rodgers goes down. And the Jets end up signing the former defensive tackle for the 49ers, the first round pick who really turned out to be a disappointment, Javon Kinlaw. Maybe Coach Robert Saleh knows something to try to get him back to what he should have been, was just a dominant defensive tackle. And I like the pickup by the 49ers getting Leonard Floyd. Leonard Floyd has not been injured in the past 6 years. Now, he is a downgrade from Eric Armstead. I think whoever gets Eric Armstead is going to have just a great acquisition because he could play defensive end. He could play defensive tackle. I like Leonard Floyd as a bookend to Nick Bosa. But the contract that the 49ers gave Leonard Floyd, are they done signing defensive stars? Because I still think they could try to go after Joey Bosa. It's going to cost them a little bit more. They can go after a Khalil Mack. They can go after an Ashiz Al-Shaair. I think that the 49ers are still trying to get somebody in there to help out Nick Bosa on that defensive line. And I love Leonard Floyd as a pass rusher. Also, he has that Georgia connection. And, you know, I root for Georgia as my favorite college football team. The San Francisco 49ers are my favorite NFL team. So all the players that played for Georgia and played for the 49ers, they have a special place in my heart, like Guy McIntyre, Garrison Hurst, Charlie Warner, and now Leonard Floyd. All right, we have flown by here in this show, but here's what we are going to do now, because we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, I'm going to have my full bracketology show as I'm going to break down the projected field of 68 according to ESPN's Joe Lunardi. And we do have some bubble teams that are on the outside looking in. And we also have teams that are not as deserving of a seed. Like, for example, Kansas should be a 6 or 7 seed. I mean, they've had just a very disappointing season for the Kansas Jayhawks. Anyway, you don't want to go anywhere. It is a Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live, and we will be right back.
Yeah! Stick around. Active Pest Control offers the best services and prices to protect your home, offering both monthly and quarterly pest control services, plus specific services like bed bug, German roach, and flea control. Even if you can't see them, insects are all around you 24/7. Active Pest Control wants to be the first line of defense. Active Pest Control. Repair. Bond. Best termite coverage around. Active Pest Control, 34 Jefferson Street, Newnan, 770-954-9941.
It's the best in sports and entertainment, and get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning, right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey, and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Fridays, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tune in each Sunday morning right here on WQEE 99.1 FM for The Key for Help from a High with Bishop Daniel Hardaway Sr. of Redemptive Life Worship Center at 9 a.m. Hear the Word of God and soak it in. You can join us for our live Sunday service at 10 o'clock a.m. till 12:30 p.m. at Redemptive Life Worship Center at 2265 Highway 54 in Marlin, Georgia. Have a blessed week.
We are back here on the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. It is about that time for the final bracketology show of the college basketball season. The new AP poll came out yesterday. At this point in the season, it doesn't matter, but Houston is the overall number one seed, followed by UConn and Purdue. So last night we had two more teams punch their ticket to the big dance, to include James Madison winning the Sun Belt Championship over Arkansas State 91-71, and Samford punches their ticket to the NCAA tournament as they defeat East Tennessee State in the SoCon Championship 76-69. Today we will have the West Coast Conference Championship as Gonzaga takes on St. Mary. We also will have the Summit League Championship final as Denver will take on South Dakota State. We also have the Northeast Conference Tournament Final as Wagner takes on Merrimack. And then the Horizon League Championship Final is today. Milwaukee taking on Oakland. The Colonial Athletic Association Championship Final is today as well. Stony Brook is taking on Charleston. Later today, we got the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets in action in the first round of the ACC tournament, as they will take on Notre Dame, Louisville taking on NC State, Miami is taking on Boston College. Tomorrow is the first round of the SEC tournament up in Nashville. We're actually going to start with the 16 seeds for this final bracketology projection. The 68-team bracket has the automatic qualifiers and the at-large bids. So that first round, which will be on Tuesday and Wednesday, the 16 seeds are Norfolk State, Grambling State, Stetson, and Merrimack. The 11 seeds, these are the first four in: St. John's, Indiana State, Colorado, and Virginia. The next four out, these will be the number one seeds in the NIT: Texas A&M, New Mexico, Wake Forest, and Villanova. However, I was looking at a list. Just depends on what they do in their tournament. Wake Forest loses in the first round of the ACC tournament, they're out. You also have teams like TCU, Mississippi State, Virginia. If they win just one game in their tournament, they are in. And then Texas A&M, they play Ole Miss.
These are two bubble teams. I think if Texas A&M, they have to go on a run to actually impress the committee to try to get into this tournament. All right, you're projecting number one seeds. The overall number one seed is the Houston Cougars out of the Big 12, followed by the defending NCAA champion UConn Huskies, Purdue that hasn't reached the Final Four in over 40 years, and the Tennessee Volunteers. They are projected to be a number one seed. They are the overall regular season champions in the SEC. They win the SEC tournament, they are going to be a number one seed. All right, your number two seeds are North Carolina, Creighton, Marquette, and Arizona. The number three seeds are projected to be Duke, Kentucky, Baylor, and Iowa State. The number four seeds are projected to be Kansas, Illinois, Auburn, and Alabama. The number five seeds projected to be BYU, Nevada, San Diego State, and South Carolina. Your number six seeds are projected to be Gonzaga, Wisconsin, Clemson, and Washington State. Your number seven seeds are projected to be Utah State, Florida, Texas Tech, and St. Mary's. The number eight seeds are projected to be Texas, Dayton, Northwestern, and Boise State. Your number nine seeds are projected to be Oklahoma, Nebraska, Florida Atlantic, and Colorado State. Your number 10 seeds, remember these are the teams with the first bye of the tournament, is going to be Drake, Seton Hall, Michigan State, and TCU. The number 11 seeds, these are the teams that are going to be in the play-in game on the first day of the tournament. St. John's, Indiana State would be one of the matchups that's projected, and then Colorado and Virginia, the other 11 seed matchup. And then the other 11 seeds are James Madison and Mississippi State. Number 12 seeds are projected to be South Florida, Princeton, Grand Canyon, and Richmond. Number 13 seeds projected to be Charleston, Samford, UC Irvine, and McNeese. Number 14 seeds are projected to be Oakland, Toledo, Vermont, and Morehead State. Number 15 seeds projected to be Sam Houston, Montana, Quinnipiac, and Colgate. And finally, the number 16 seeds projected to be South Dakota State, Longwood, and two of the four in the play-in tournament between Norfolk State, Grambling State, Stetson, and Merrimack. Like I said, these are projections. This is the final bracketology list for the upcoming selection show that's going to take place on March the 17th, as I cannot wait for March Madness, and I will give you updates throughout the week on conference tournament play, and if we have a surprise team that could burst somebody's bubble, those first four that are in could get their bubble bursted. So I'll keep you updated, try to give the latest bracketology update, not a complete bracketology show, but the latest bracketology update throughout the week. Well, that will do it here for the bracketology show. Stay tuned for my interview with a Calvary Christian head basketball coach, Coach Jonathan Gordon. It was conducted at the Calvary Christian Carver baseball game last night. And then I'm going to have the Columbus State head basketball coach, Coach Robert Moore, coming on the show. You don't want to go anywhere. It's a Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. We'll be right back.
This is the show, and we're not going to change it.
Wishbone Fried Chicken is back in a brand new location, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A here in Noonan. Same great taste, the best chicken around, fish dinners. Open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Dine in, take out. It's Wishbone Fried Chicken, right next door to their former location, bringing you the best chicken around. So great. Wishbone Fried Chicken, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A, here in Noonan.
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's the Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Hey, sports fans. Weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Drive time. WQEE. Braves Country is a Southern sports talk show with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. That's Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. Weekdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Carver put up two runs in the top of the fifth inning. They now trail 8-2. Keyshawn Davis still out on the mound for Carver in relief. And joining me doing some color commentating here in the fifth is the Calvary Christian head basketball coach for the boys varsity team, Coach Jonathan Gordon.
How you doing, man?
Doing great. Had a great season. A young team.
Yes, sir.
But you guys just – I was really impressed with the way that you just developed, and congratulations to T.J. Benson for getting first team for
first team
the
All-By City, yes, sir.
All-By City. And
absolutely.
I know your team, with Tyler Freeman scoring 50 points this year, you had a lot of great moments.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And, Coach, I just want to say we really appreciated that we were able to call some of the games on Georgia-Alabama Sports Live. But so now that the season's over, what do you got going on for the off season?
Well, first of all, man, I'm out here enjoying some baseball.
Yeah.
Calvary's, I mean, this is the sport that we're obviously known for at the moment. So just kind of learning from Steve every day, talking to him, having conversation with him of how to build a program. You know, he took this program and taking it to a whole new level. And so, you know, I'm looking to try to do the same with mine. And so for the offseason right now, we're just doing 401s, you know, doing workouts, getting in the weight room a lot. We have a strategic 7-day plan that we do every week for our guys that are not playing spring sports. We got a couple guys playing AAU, a couple guys in track. But for the most part, we're just doing 4-on-1s, weight room, gym. And I'm also allowing them to play some pickup basketball against some adults so that they won't, you know. I told them if you can figure it out against adults, it'll be so much easier against kids. So Tyler Freeman is taking a huge jump this offseason. He's starting to show some signs. I think he's going to have a breakout year next year.
Absolutely. And, of course, with the team going to the GIAA next season, Coach Smith, as the athletic director, has done a fantastic job. We saw the football team make it all the way to the state championship with Coach Brunson. I know that and really, if you look at the Calvary football schedule, their first game is against the Jordan Red Jackets.
Absolutely.
I know Coach Brunson played for them, so mm-hmm. I like that matchup. I like the competition and
right.
And just playing teams like Calvary, you look at the schedule, they're playing Troup County, they're playing LaGrange, they're playing IMG Academy, they're playing Northside.
Hardest strength of schedule in Georgia right now.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what Coach Smith did last year is scheduled a lot of these GHSA teams like Carver, who's a 3A school.
Right.
Which by the way, Carver plays Columbus this Friday. You can catch that game on Georgia-Alabama Sports Live.
Oh, man, that'd be a good one, man. Columbus is historic for baseball. We got 12 state championships, right?
12 championships under the legendary coach Bobby Howard.
Oh, yeah.
Frank Thomas playing mm-hmm. there. That's going to be a walk to the batter. Hayden Barfield. That's his third walk of the game. And we're also going to get a pinch hitter coming up for Calvary Christian. It's going to be Levi Carroll. So, Coach, I got to ask you, I was looking down this roster. Are there any baseball players that were on the basketball team that you see?
Absolutely, man. You got Liam Hocutt.
Liam Hocutt, yes.
Yeah, Liam's actually really – his baseball is his first sport.
Okay.
Really good baseball player. He throws – he got a 90 arm, man. A lot of people don't know that yet because, I mean, we're so stacked, so he doesn't get a lot of playing time on the varsity level, but he's a really good baseball player. Steve said he's projected to be
absolutely
really good, you know, in his later years. Just right now, We got, like I said, we got a lot of baseball players, and he's young. He's only 15, but I mean, a 6'4" pitcher. He's, like I said, he throws 90 miles per hour on the gun. Like he's got a lot of potential in baseball as well as basketball. Man, I think he's gonna take a jump. He's gonna take a jump, and so I'm excited about the June schedule. We have a long June schedule that we're gonna be doing as well. We'll try to play about 15 games this June, and so. I've actually looked at Liam's baseball schedule, kind of schedule around it, but I'm excited about Leo, man. He's going to be a good baseball player. He's going to be a good basketball player. He's got a future in it.
I can't wait. And do you know when the basketball schedule might be released? Or?
In the process of working on it right now, man. I'm trying to schedule out of GHSA schools this year, and right now they're in a meeting. I don't know if you know about all the teams going to the same region next year in Columbus.
Exactly.
So they're having their regions meeting, and then I'm going to get with all of the coaches in the city. And I plan on scheduling every public school in the city next year. So I want to, you know, play a lot more local games, play against guys that some of the guys know, and just try to compete, you know, try to compete on GHSA level. And then as we move into our GIAA schedule, we'll be ready to go.
Carroll, he's got a walk, and so Calvary with two runners on, they're trying to get those two runs back from the top of the fifth. Coach, I mean, you're a fan of all these sports here in Columbus. I mean, right. I gotta really give credit to what Coach Michael Long Jr. has done at Carver. This is his third season. They went from 4 wins in his first year mm-hmm. to 9 wins last year. He's already got 4 wins this year.
Wow.
He's doing a great job developing a team that's really young and building back up a program that did not exist before he got there.
Wow. Well, I mean, just for them to be down 8-2 against Calvary, which is – obviously, Calvary's probably one, if not the top team in the state, top five.
Oh,
in the
no
state.
Question.
So, for them to even to be 8-2 right now, it shows a testament to, you know, his development and everything like that in his own right, in his own program. Like I said, I don't know a ton about baseball, but I mean, taking a program that hasn't, you know, done much in the last 3 years to be down 8-2 against Calvary, I mean, it's a compliment. So, it's definitely a testament to the work that he's putting into his own program.
As a pass ball, Calvary runners will advance. We're here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Calvary does lead Carver 8-2. I'm here with the head basketball coach of the Calvary Christian Knights boys basketball team, Coach Jonathan Gordon. And I know, Coach, you joined me on the broadcast for the Border Wars.
Right,
and,
right.
You definitely
right.
have commentating in your ability.
I actually wanted to be a broadcaster, man. When I was in college, I was in school to be an analyst, so, I mean, this is something that I enjoy doing. So anytime you want me to come up here and talk sports with you, man, I'm all down for it. I mean, I love sports, whether it be baseball, football, basketball. I try to support all the kids at the school. I want them to come out to basketball games, obviously, to support. So in return, I try to, you know, when they tell me they have games, whether it be soccer, tennis, it doesn't really matter. I come out to support, so. Especially baseball, like I said, as good as we are, man, I wanted to come out and see what greatness looks like. So,
absolutely. And, of course, you being a big supporter of Georgia-Alabama Sports Live, there's
absolutely,
a nice pitch.
Man.
We actually have a very special week. I appreciate that, Coach. We have a very special week this week. It's 6 games in 5 days. Tomorrow, Thrift and I are going to be at Pacelli for Brookstone Pacelli.
Okay, that's going to be a good one.
So, Wednesday, it's Central and Columbus.
Oh, wow.
And then Thursday, Rick Beach is going to be up at Harris County for Northside Harris County. And then Friday, we'll have a doubleheader. The game 2 of Harris County Northside at Northside. And then I'll be at Columbus for Carver Columbus.
Northside is a pretty good baseball team, too,
doesn't it? Oh, yeah. They won the state title in Harris County as well.
Okay.
Coach Dimitri, he was actually the coach at Russell County. It's his first season with
Harris
County.
I know Russell County's good. I know Smith Station.
Yeah, they're actually playing right now. Russell County and Smith Station are playing. Glenwood is playing Lee Scott right now. Kendrick is playing Manchester. So we got a pretty busy slate of baseball around the Tri-City area.
Gotcha. When are y'all coming up with the top 10 list, man?
Oh, see, you know me and Thrift are going to have a top 10 list for baseball.
Yeah, I want to see it, man. I want to see what it looks like. I'm trying to get more familiar, man, so I'm always watching you guys and learning from you guys. And, you know, we appreciate it in the city what you guys are doing, man. It's really big for the exposure of these kids. A lot of kids don't have the opportunity to display themselves, and you guys have given the opportunity for kids to show what they can do on a broadcast level. So really important for the city, man.
Well, we appreciate all the support, too, Coach. In fact, I had the point guard for Carver, Chubb Williams, came up to me and said hi. Like, did she appreciate us live streaming their games?
Absolutely, man. Yeah.
And
Were they Elite Eight this year? Final Four?
They went to the Final Four. They did lose to Wesleyan. Wesleyan lost to Hebron Christian.
In championship. Yeah.
I just can't believe the basketball season just wrapped up Saturday. Grayson with the clean sweep in 7A.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that, man. I thought Ace Bailey had it, man. Ace Bailey's probably the best high school basketball player I've ever seen in my life.
Is that the player that's going to Purdue or Rutgers?
No. That's the Rutgers.
Going to Rutgers.
The 6'10
right.
shooting guard.
That 6'10 shooting guard from McEachern. Yeah.
He's the best. He's easily the best basketball player I've ever seen in high school in my life. I've never seen a player that can do that many things at 6'10 and plays with aggression and plays with a lot of intensity. Usually have guys that are talented. They don't usually play with that much intensity. But the fact that he plays with that high of a motor and he's that talented, man, like he's special. He's special. So I was very shocked that they didn't win it. But from what I heard, he didn't get a lot of help that game. So and Grayson's loaded. So.
Oh, yeah, they were both two of the top teams in the country.
Yeah, for sure, absolutely.
That's a nice pitch by Keyshawn Davis. I tell you what, Davis is doing a good job in relief for Coach Long here. Ace Thomas actually started the game. He's also a point guard for the Carver Tigers.
I coached Ace.
He did, okay.
He was a JV point guard at Pacelli at one point. His eighth grade year, and I was his JV coach. So I'm very familiar with Ace, man. He's a great kid, good grades. Great baseball player, great football player, great basketball player, good kid.
Good heads-up play by Williams. I tell you what, that backstop has really been friendly as Carver was able to get it out at the plate.
Oh, yeah, that
the
was
last
nice.
Inning.
That was nice for sure, man. Absolutely.
And Carver's just trying to get out of this inning. The bases are loaded. Calvary is up 8-2. Still no outs.
Trip Ellison's another young guy, man. Steve says, very talented. Don't get a lot of reps at the varsity level, you know, because, like I said, we're so talented. At baseball, but he's a kid that's really promising and has a good future in baseball.
Davis pitches outside. It's a hitter's count, 3-1.
He's also in my 7th period class. He's one of the ones that told me to come out today, so had to show my support. Shout out Trip Ellison.
Absolutely. We really appreciate your support, Coach. As we do have a pretty good crowd. We got fans from Carver. We got fans from Calvary.
Carver definitely showed up, man. They're loud. They like to celebrate the guys. We love it, man.
At school on the hill, we called many football games and basketball games this year. We really appreciate Carver, and we appreciate all the teams in the Tri-City area, as that's going to be a walk. It's going to walk in a run for Calvary, and they now lead 9-2.
Luke Scoggins is probably, if not our best football player, one of the best football players at Calvary. He's got a promising future in football for sure.
Good punt returner. And
yes.
His brother, Jacob Scoggins, was on the mound in relief. And it's nice to see WRBL news director, news anchor, rather, Phil Scoggins.
Absolutely,
watching his grandson. I talked to him between innings.
You know, they got a family of athletes. His sister also plays beach volleyball at Mercer.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
So they got a family of athletes. Both of them play baseball. He's probably, like I said, he was our best receiver this year. He's got a chance to play at the next level with football, man. Coach Brunson thinks very highly of him on the field. And obviously he's a good baseball player too. His dad's one of the coaches and good family, man, good athletic family.
And Luke Scoggins at the plate, pinch hitting. Bases are loaded, no outs. Calvary Christian leads Carver 9-2. Keyshawn Davis swung on and foul tipped to the backstop.
This guy's been pitching pretty well, man.
I've been impressed with Keyshawn Davis. He's one of the top players for Coach Long. He's talking about it. He's got a young team.
Right.
But they're 4-3 on the season. They've beaten Hardaway. They've beaten Sumter County. I mean, they've had some pretty good wins. Davis, 1-1. That is outside, 2-1. Looks like Coach Smith is going to the bench. There's a lot of players coming in. And you know, Calvary doesn't play until Saturday. They play Saturday morning back here,
right,
11
right.
o'clock, big region game against Lafayette Christian.
Okay.
But then next week they play at Troop County, and then they play LaGrange on the 30th of March.
Okay.
So LaGrange actually are the state runners-up for 4A the last two seasons.
Wow.
And then on April the 5th, they play IMG Academy.
Yeah. That's for spring break, isn't it?
For spring break.
Absolutely. That would be a fun little trip for them.
So I was looking at the mock amateur draft for the MLB 2024. Right. IMG Academy has a player that's projected to be a top 15 player.
Wow.
That will get drafted by a major league team.
That's insane, man. That's insane. It's crazy how in baseball you can do that.
Absolutely. Oh, what a pitch. Right down the middle, strike three. That was a great pitch by Keyshawn Davis.
So, Richard, did you play baseball in high school?
I did. 7 years. Well, not baseball, Little League.
Little League, okay.
I went to like a 7A school where you have like 100 people trying out.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense, man. It's a little tougher at those 7A schools, man. The trials are crazy.
Absolutely. But I've always loved the game, just the knowledge of the game and just rooting. The San Francisco Giants was my team that I rooted for. But, my secondary team is the Atlanta Braves just because, you know, living in Georgia.
Exactly. Yeah, I used to keep up with the Braves a little bit more than I do now. I definitely gave up on the Falcons.
Oh, they just signed Kirk Cousins.
I wasn't impressed. I wasn't impressed with that signing. I thought we were supposed to get
Justin Fields.
Yeah, I thought we were getting Justin Fields and we got Kirk Cousins. I'm never sure what the Falcons are going, what kind of direction they're going in, but I've kind of given up on them. I told myself I can only cheer for a couple of Atlanta teams, so I still my Bulldogs though. My Bulldogs.
Oh yeah, I was really excited to see Coach Del McGee at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
How about him getting his opportunity at Georgia State though, man?
That's awesome.
He gets to coach his son as well. That's going to be really big for that's really big for the city and.
Looks like that's going to be a gapper. Right, he makes the catch. He's going to have a play at the plate. Here we go. And that's going to be a sack fly, but it's going to be two outs for Carver. That was a good throw by Williams. Just could not get the throw. Nice, I thought we were going to have a play at the plate.
Absolutely.
That's always fun. Carson Ward coming in to pinch hit.
Also another good football player right here, man. Really intense kid.
That's the thing about Glenwood, Calvary, Pacelli. They all have athletes.
Yeah. He's strong, man. He's one of the strongest kids in the school. Very intense.
I'll tell you what, we're going to see.
You always know when he's in the weight room.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're going to see a great matchup tomorrow, Brookstone and Pacelli. Pacelli, they got a player named Omar Kimbrough. He is a very good player.
Mm-hmm.
Desi Morgan, he's leading tackler for the Pacelli football team, also on the baseball team. And I got a chance to see Pacelli and Brookstone for the Border Wars a couple weeks ago.
Right.
And I cannot wait for that matchup. Thrip Behringer and I will be on the call.
Will they be at Brookstone or Pacelli for that one?
At Pacelli. They actually play for a three-game series.
Okay.
So they'll play at Brookstone one game. And actually, Brookstone won 2 out of 3 against Pacelli last year.
Nice. They got a kid named Brendan Neal over there at Brookstone. That's a really good baseball player. He used to go here, I think, in middle school. His brother still goes. Their brother plays basketball for the middle school team here, Camden Neal. He also plays baseball as well. He's in seventh grade.
Absolutely. Keyshawn Davis, the 1-0 pitch, two outs. That's going to be high for a ball, 1-1. So, Coach, did you happen to see any of the games when Calvary was hosting the Border Wars?
I had to work, man. A lot of the game was during the school day. So I was, you know, teaching my seven-period class and things of that nature. And then I did catch a little bit of it on Georgia-Alabama. But I wasn't able to come down here. I had to work the softball game, and we also had a soccer game going at the same time. So,
That almost got caught by the shortstop. He has a play, throw to first, off the bag and safe, and the bases are still loaded. But I was very impressed with Claiborne trying to make that catch. Just the throw just was not in time to first, so the bases are still loaded. Tommy Irving up to the plate for Calvary, leading 10-2 here in the bottom.
A lot of people don't know this, man. Tommy Irving is actually one of the best basketball players in the school. He just won't play.
Trying to get him to play on the team, Coach?
Oh, yeah, trying to recruit one of these baseball players to come on and play for the basketball team. He's always destroying my players in gym, man. I'm like, dude, come on out for basketball. You know what I'm saying? Just come on out here.
That's the thing about these players. They are athletes. They can play multiple sports.
Yeah, he was actually Calvary's best basketball player in middle school. And then he didn't play in high school due to, you know, his baseball schedule and things of that nature, which I understand. But he is definitely one of the best basketball players at the school that did not play basketball. So happens like that sometimes, man. It's, when you got a really good program like Calvary does in baseball, you have to compete. So you got to make sure you're working. So I definitely understood, but heck of a basketball player for sure.
Now, Tommy Irving flied out to left, flied out to center his first two times up, batting .353 on the season. Davis, fastball right down the middle for a strike. Nice pitch.
He's been good, man. I've been impressed with him.
Yeah, you know, we talk about Carver being a young team. They're 4-3. They get into region play. Well, they'll start rattling off some wins. I mean, they were on the doorstep of the playoffs last year.
It's pretty good, man.
I think I believe in what Coach Long is doing, building up a program, and that's really where it starts. You just got to build up a program and get the players to buy into your system.
Right.
There's a high fly ball that is gonna drop for a base hit. In comes a run, a throw at the plate, another run scores. And it is now 12-2. Calvary is on top here in the bottom of the fifth, and that is the 10-run rule. So after five, you win by a 10-run rule. So that's the game, Coach.
All righty, man. Well, that was good, man. I enjoy it. It's getting a little chilly out here anyway, so I don't mind too bad that the game was over, man.
Well, I appreciate
it's getting a little cold
you.
Out here.
Appreciate you being on the broadcast, Coach. Coach Jonathan Gordon of the Calvary Christian Knights basketball team, and good luck next season. And
Thank you, man. Y'all can't wait. Come out of support, man. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. We can't wait to live stream Calvary Christian basketball games.
Oh, yeah. Got a lot more baseball to do, though. Then we got football. Yeah. It'll come when it's supposed to, man.
It will.
Until then, man, I appreciate you guys for everything y'all do, man.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Y'all have a good one.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
When you really need something to get you through a long graduation ceremony, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are there to give you a thrill. With varieties like Trolley Sour Bursting Crawlers, the worms' soft and chewy texture, surprising flavor combinations, and neon bright colors will give everyone a reason to celebrate. So when you want to notch the festivities up a couple degrees, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are the perfect way for everyone to celebrate. Shop now for any trolley that crawls your way.
This is Austin Black, and I am the host of Behind the Tunes. Have you ever wondered about the stories behind your favorite songs and the journeys of those that sing them? Well, each week, we invite you to go behind the tunes and step into the stories behind your favorite Christian artists that shape the landscape of today's music.
And we're back. Welcome, everybody, to yet another edition of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge. Joining me on the show for the final time this season is Coach Robert Moore of the Columbus State Cougars. Coach, your season ended not the way you wanted to, but you did get the upset win over Lander in the first round of the Peach Belt Conference Tournament. But what was your reflection on the season?
Hey, I told our guys, don't hold your heads down. We accomplished a lot this season. We didn't win as many games as we wanted to win, but we had a winning season. We beat number 6 in the country at the time, North Georgia. We beat number 18th in the country, Lander, twice. So we had some big-time accomplishments, man. And just told our guys we got a lot of returning guys that we're just going to add some pieces to this puzzle. And we're going to come back next year ready to go, man. We know what to expect. We played a lot of close games. Guys really decided they want to win no matter if we couldn't score or not. And you could tell in those conference tournament games, the scores was in the 50s. And I felt like our guys just played tough D every night to give ourselves a chance to win. So I thought we accomplished a lot this season.
Coach, you had a player that really stood out in the tournament, Cordell Brown, winning really the tournament honors. Just tell us a little bit about Cordell Brown and where he came from and just the accomplishment that he had just playing in this tournament.
Yeah, Cordell came in from Santa Fe Community College, got off to a real slow start. He was one of the guys we needed to play that five position. And he just didn't come out really ready. Had a lot of things going on during the summer when he had to move with his family from Florida to Valdosta. And we knew he was a big-time player, though, because he played in that league with all the top junior colleges in Florida, where he averaged like 14-8. But he just kept coming. And by January, he started being one of our better players in the post. And then he just had a great tournament, man. I thought he gave us a great chance to win against Lander. He played really well. And then also against North Georgia, he kind of carried us in that stretch where we couldn't score from the outside. We're glad that he'll be back next year. We're going to keep him here this summer, make sure he gets a little stronger, and do a lot of workouts. So I'm really happy for Cordell that he made all-tournament team and looking for next season for Cordell.
All right, of course, the season did come to an end against the second-seeded Augusta. I think Augusta. Was it Augusta?
North Georgia.
It was North Georgia. Oh, man. Okay. Sorry, I got my – all right, so the season comes to an end against the number two seed North Georgia. It was up in South Carolina, Aiken. I mean, just knowing that the margin of error in the Peach Bowl Conference, I mean, you played them tough, but really what was your reflection on this season and what were some things that you could work on getting prepared for next season?
I met with the coaches and also I met some of the players, and I'll meet with some more players tomorrow. We feel like we got to get a bigger inside guy to help with the banging and the toughness and the paint in the Peach Belt. We feel like we can take another wing guy that can help with the creating with wisdom, Uba. We feel like if he can get somebody else to help him create, and that frees him up to get some outside shots. And we got Jerry Addison back and Jelani James back. We feel like we're going to have one of the top teams in the Peach Belt. But I tell guys all the time, you don't win no games on paper. You win most of your games on the scoreboard. So we got to really be prepared and ready to work. And these guys will get 2 weeks off, and then they'll start hitting the weight room really hard and doing some individual stuff. So we're looking forward to it, man. We don't have anything to hang our heads about. We're just going to represent Columbus State University in a positive manner and move on for the next season.
And, Coach, what is it that makes the Peach Belt Conference so tough of a conference? Like the style of play compared to the other schools in the Peach Belt?
I think the Peach Belt has so many good coaches, for one. A lot of coaches been around a long time, so they be prepared for anything that you have defensively and offensively. And then I think we recruit really good student athletes, you know, guys that are real smart on the court, smart in the classroom. So it's no hidden secrets in the Peach Belt. So every game's going to be nip and tut. It's going to be, you know, one point game, 2 point game. It's probably going to go into overtime. We had one going quadruple overtime this year. So it's just one of those leagues where there's no gimme games, no gimme wins. So if you're a one seed or eight seed, as we saw in the tournament, eight seeded Georgia College beat USC Aiken, who was the number one seed and also hosted a tournament and got beat in the first round. So it's just a tough conference.
You're right. You talk about just the margin of error in this conference, especially when you have a number eight seed beat the number one overall team. But now that the season is over, you have to go back to the drawing board. What is the offseason looking like? When is the team going to start getting ready for next season? And what other programs do you have going on in the summer months?
Summer months, we'll do some camps for the kids. We got individual camps that starts on June 3rd through the 7th. And that's for all boys and girls ages 6 to 15. And then we do a elite camp for just all top high school prospects in the area. The Phoenix City area, Muskogee County area, Atlanta, Florida. And we bring in the top underclassmen in high school. And that is on June 1st. We give them a tour of the campus. We make sure they see everything that we had to offer. We give them some great instruction to better their game. Then we have a big team camp that has like 10 to 15 middle school teams, 25 to 30 high school teams, and about 10 to 15 JV teams. So you have about 50 teams come in there on June 12th through the 14th and play 3 days of basketball. So we got a lot going on that our guys will be involved in. And then with the offseason with our guys, they got spring break next week. And when they get back from spring break, they'll start strength and conditioning. So it's really going for CSU basketball right now, even though the season came to an end on last Thursday.
Coach, I do briefly want to talk about the girls' team because I was very impressed with Coach Hauser and what he did with the Columbus State Lady Cougars.
They did lose to Georgia Southwestern in the Peach Belt final, but they had a hard-fought effort. The double overtime win over Augusta, that was huge. I was on the edge of my seat. I was watching the game on the Peach Belt Network. And then taking on the host team, Georgia Southwestern, leading most of the way in that first half. But Georgia Southwestern, there's a reason why that they only had four losses all season. I mean, they were a very talented team. And it just goes to show. But really, he had just a great season. And they came so close. And they're the runners-up in the Peach Belt. Unfortunately, the at-large bid went to Augusta. And that really goes to show that when it comes to the Southeast region and the NCAA tournament, there's only so many at-large bids that they give out.
Exactly. So we tell our guys and ladies, Coach Hauser and myself, we tell them all the time, those games that you give away in January come back to hunt you in late February, early March. And it's one of those things where the NCAA committee saw, well, Augusta beat our women twice in the regular season, and we only beat them once. So it got down to head-to-head competition. But I thought Coach Hauser and his ladies did a great job making it all the way to the Peach Belt Championship game. They had a lot of injuries this season, but those girls never quit. They prevailed over a lot of different things, adversity. And I was very proud of them, and I watched it myself. I was very proud of the Lady Cougars.
And, Coach, one more thing before I get you out of here is that also you do a great job supporting the other athletic programs. I remember seeing you at a softball game last year. You got the Columbus State baseball team and the softball team that have seen success in the NCAA, especially when they get to the College World Series. And I think it's great that you're able to support all the athletics at Columbus State, definitely in the off season as well.
Oh yeah, we'll have our guys go out to the baseball games, softball games. The baseball team came to a lot of our games this season, the soccer team. It's just a lot of support, and just like a family here at Columbus State. And we're going to be there and cheer those teams on. And then, like I say, prepare for next season.
All right. Well, I appreciate you, Coach, coming on to the Sports Beat for the final time this season. And I can't wait to get you back on and definitely previewing next season.
Hey, well, I love to be on, man. Thank y'all for everything that y'all do. And thank y'all for supporting Columbus State University Athletics, man. Y'all do it big time. And we appreciate y'all.
Thanks, Coach. That is the head basketball coach of the Columbus State Cougars, head coach Robert Moore. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and we will talk to you next time. Bye, everybody.
Hey, everybody, this is Andy Christman. Join me this week for worship as I play 2 hours of the best in modern worship music from churches and worship leaders around the world. And this week, my special guest is Blake Goss of New Spring Worship.
See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do not perceive it. I'm making ways in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. For us, that scripture came alive because he did a new thing, actually in an old place.
You don't want to miss a moment of this week's worship with me, your host, Andy Christman.
WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, home of Southern Sports and Talk, Noonan, Sharpsburg, Franklin.
The Baxters have a new first book. From number one New York Times best-selling novelist Karen Kingsbury, author of life-changing fiction, comes The Baxters, a prequel. The heart-pounding story of Carrie Baxter's wedding. Amidst family tension and the worst storm Bloomington, Indiana has seen in a decade. The Baxters, by America's favorite inspirational storyteller, Karen Kingsbury. Visit KarenKingsbury.com for more information. The Baxters, available now wherever books are sold.
You've been listening to another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. You can catch an episode daily on WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. This is a podcast that covers local sports to the Chattahoochee Valley. If you would like to catch a replay of the show, you can download an episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.